podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Stuck back for Arfield. What a volley! Scott Arfield! He's been threatening that recently. And all the Burnley players run to the Darwin end.
What a goal from Robbie Blake! Burnley's first goal in the Premier League is something very, very special.
Wade Elliott has that change of pace and he's got away from Montgomery. It's the path of McCann and the follow-up by Clement. What a strike from Wade Elliott! A bolt from the Clarendon Blue.
I mean, if there's any justice in the world, Burnley would surely score from this corner. Swung right in there. Ball in there. Yes! Michael Keane! Oh, that's justice! That is justice at the Amex Stadium! Burnley a level and deserve to be!
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the latest episode of Turfcast Podcast with me, Joe Redmond. Of course, we'll be doing a podcast on every single signing that we've made so far this summer. So welcome to the seventh. No, we didn't do one on Egan Rowley, did we? So this is the sixth episode in this series. Hopefully, there's more to come. We've just discussed Josh Cullen. If you haven't seen that already, please go and check it out on the channel. Today, we're going to discuss Ian Martson, who's come on loan from Chelsea, but of course, he spent last season on loan at Coventry. So we're going to do here what we did with Taylor Harewood-Bellis. Of course, he came in from City. It didn't make any sense getting a City fan on because he wasn't on much about him. So we got a Stoke fan on. So with Ian Martson, he was on loan at Coventry last season. So I'm pleased to say we're joined by Miles from Sky Blues Fan TV. How are you doing, mate?
Good evening. How are you? Thanks for having us on.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on, mate. It took us a few days to get it sorted, did it? But we finally got it sorted. But yeah, let's get into it then. Usual stuff. We'll find out some questions just to get some information about what type of player he is. But first, I want to pick your brains. Of course, he was on loan at your boys last season. Just looking at his Wikipedia page, played 40 times for you. So, you know, that's quite a lot. There's what, 46 games in the season? So he's only missed six games there. Got three goals as well. Were you disappointed that you didn't manage to get him back on loan or maybe sign him permanently at Coventry?
Yeah, I mean, you've got an absolute star there in the making. I mean, he was absolutely outstanding for us last season. I mean, when he left after the season, there was rumours he was going to Borussia Dortmund. It looked like he was heading that way. While he was with us during January, I think there was rumours flying around he was going to Barcelona. So, you know, you've got an absolute superstar there in Ian Matson. He during his time with us, he was absolutely superb. I mean, he started off a little bit slow because the season before us he was at Charlton, so that was League One football. So stepping up to the Championship was a little bit more difficult for him. But once he got going after a couple of games, you could see why he was at Chelsea, and you know, he's a young lad that's going to come through the ranks, and he's just going to go even further. I mean, he plays for the Dutch under 21s as well, so you know, he is absolutely quality. I mean, his performances for us last season, I mean, one that really stands out for me is the one against Fulham at home, when we absolutely annihilated them 4-1, and his goal that he scored and his celebration down towards Singer's Corner, which you'll see this year when you come and visit the CBS. We're quite rowdy down there, and his little face when he scored that goal was just over the moon, because I think if memory serves me right, that was his first goal for us. Yeah. He got a goal at Reading which was a bit of a deflection. But if you don't shoot, you just don't know where the ball's going to go. And we were stood behind that, and we were looking at it going, it's looping the keeper, and it just went in. So, you know, the young lad's, he's got talent. You've definitely signed someone special. Yes, we all wish we could have got him back, and we really do. I mean, we've had loan players in the past over the last few years where we thought, oh, we want him back. But you've stole him away from us. And I hope he does well for you, to be honest. He is a star in the making. He really is. And you guys, I mean, I know what your fan base is like. We see you on telly and everything. And, you know, you're going to love him. And he's such a nice lad as well. I mean, he's so down to earth. He's a bit of a poser. Likes his clothes and style and fashion. That, if you look, follow him on Instagram, he's like posing away, you know. But yeah, he's a good lad. You're gonna like him. He's brilliant.
Yeah, glowing endorsement there. You say he's you know, he's there were rumours he was going to Dortmund, rumours he was going to Barcelona. Are you surprised he's not gone somewhere higher than the Championship? You know, the Premier League or the Bundesliga, something like that. Are you not surprised he's not in the Premier League?
Yeah, I probably thought that someone like Fulham or Bournemouth might have come in for him, or even Forest, because he could step up to that level. Maybe what was probably holding him back there is that when he goes forward, he can get caught out a little bit. And he's if you come up against a team that plays football, like Fulham, you know, they play football, and Bournemouth, he did really well against those sort of teams. If you come up against a physical side like Preston or Stoke, someone like that, maybe Sunderland this year, they're going to be quite physical, I think. Then he can be a little bit lightweight. He's obviously got to put, I mean, he's only young, so he's got to build himself up a little bit stronger. But then again, he might be different this year for you. He might have built himself up through the summer. Yeah. And, you know, he might be that one step ahead and built himself a bit stronger. I mean, I remember us going to Luton and we got absolutely annihilated 5-0. And he got caught out all night long, all night long. There was something about that night, Jake Clark-Salter as well. They were both playing alongside each other, both Chelsea lads. And for some reason, it just didn't work that night. I think maybe Luton came at us with a little bit more pace down our left-hand side where Matson plays. But I think, you know, hopefully he's learned from his spell with us. And I mean, Mark Robbins and Eddie Vardash, their coaching would have taught him a lot. And you're going to see a star, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. What sort of type of player is he? Obviously, I know he's a left-sided defender. He's going to play a left-back for us, probably. He might even be on the bench. This is a bit of a debate between Burnley fans. Is he going to displace Charlie Taylor? We don't know. But what type of player is he then? You mentioned he can get caught out. Is he more of an attacking sort of fullback? Is he likely to get up the wings and get some crosses in? Or is he likely to cut inside and do things himself? What sort of things did you see him doing a lot last season?
He can do all sorts. He's more of a left wing-back, to be fair. So, If you go three at the back and play left wing back and right wing back, he can get forward. He can cut inside. He likes to cut inside. But I'll tell you where he did shine last season. He played a number 10 role for a couple of games. One of those games was at Southampton. I don't know if you've seen the cup tie at Southampton. He played, Robbins put him into the middle. And O'Hare was just in front of him with Victor. And He looked class. Probably could fit him anywhere in your team. You know, he could even play left wing if you go 4-4-2, or, you know, it depends what on your formation. But for us, he was more of a left wing back. Reading, he played as an attacking midfielder. That's where he got his goal from. So, you know, he could play in the middle. He could play left wing back. You couldn't play centre back. I think he would drift out too far, but you know, he's quick. He's very, very quick, and you're going to see that. And you know, as I say, the way he plays, you could just chuck. If you're struggling in the middle, someone gets a knock, and you haven't got any strength on the bench, you know, you could always chuck him into the number 10 role or in the middle of the midfield, because he could play in either of those roles.
Yeah, interesting. It sounds like we're quite heavy in the midfield sort of department, so I'm not sure. It's looking like we're going to play 4-2-2-2 with Vincent Kompany, with the fullbacks with quite a lot of space in front of them, maybe acting as wing-backs. But it's quite fluid, as Vincent Kompany's defence, according to his time at Anderlecht. It can go from a 4 to a 3, or with a midfielder dropping in and two people coming out. It's a bit complicated, to be honest. But you mentioned, obviously, he had a stinker at Luton. What happened there then? Like, what's his defensive qualities like? That's what I want to know. Like, it seems like it's going to be different this year, but as a Burnley fan, we always need to hang our hat on our defence and how how strong they are defensively. So what sort of, you mentioned his weaknesses already, so like, go into them weaknesses then. Did it just not work formation wise in that game, or was he getting caught out? You mentioned his fast, so I presume it wasn't lack of pace, or was it his positioning? What was his weakness that night?
I think what it was, we were on the back foot from the off. We conceded a penalty in the first 3 minutes, which was clearly it was about 3 yards outside the box, dived in the box and got a penalty. And I think after that, I think that it's just sort of, they lost the plot a bit, I think. I don't think it was to do with his ability. I just think that night, they just had an off night. And I mean, the lad, to be honest, is a young lad. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure on his shoulders there. And when, I mean, Luton, when they came at us with pace down our left-hand side, it sort of caught him off balance. So he sort of got caught on his heels, got flat-footed, couldn't turn quick enough to get back, or, you know, trap back for, you know, to cover the defence or anything like that. Yeah. He just couldn't get back quick enough because he got turned and flat-footed. So I hope he's learned to try and hold any player in front of him up, to stop anyone from turning him. I think if someone turns him quick, he struggles because he gets flat-footed. You know, other than that, I think he can cope. The only other thing is he's a bit lightweight, and I hope he's built himself up, really, to be honest, because if he builds himself up, it certainly changed the all-round game for him, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, well, to be fair, when James Tarkowski came in, he was a little bit lightweight, but he's left an absolute beast. I mean, I know it's a completely different management team now, but, you know, there might be some creatine left over in the stock room. So fingers crossed Ian can get on that. Of course, his parent club's Chelsea. What do you see his future like? Do you see his future like as breaking into a team like Chelsea, or do you think he's always going to be playing around the lower league, lower Premier League, top half championship sort of clubs? Do you think he can go to the next level and play for teams like Chelsea?
I think... If he has a successful spell at Burnley under Vincent Kompany, I think he could possibly get into that Chelsea team. It all depends on who Chelsea bring in. You know, we could say that about any of our players, and you could say about any of your players. You know, where could they go? Yeah. Possibly, he would probably go to another Premiership side, or if you get promoted straight back up and he's with you, you'll have a bit of money to probably go and approach Chelsea and buy him on a permanent if it works out for you. Because he does deserve to play in the Premier League. I believe that to start with. And as I say, with Dortmund and Barcelona after him, he's got class, he's got quality. And we've seen it. I mean, some of the balls he plays, crossfield balls, you know, from the left-hand side to the right-hand side, you know, virtually length of the field, he would pick out. He would pick out Todd Kane running down the right-hand side, or Dabo. He'd pick out Victor. You know,
Rodriguez.
Vision, yeah, his vision's absolutely superb. And you can see that he's come from Chelsea. It's a bit like Ben Sheaf with us. We got him from Arsenal. And you can see the quality in him now. And you could see why he was at Arsenal. But because these big teams like Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United, they all bring in different players who have been around a long time in different leagues or are slightly better, these young lads don't get the chance. So the way Matson's worked his way through from League One Championship with us and now gone to you, who possibly will go straight back up, you know, it's good for him. And if you do go straight back up and he does do well, you've got to go and sign the lad, because he will shine in the Premier League one day. He really will.
Yeah, fair enough. I've just been looking at his stats there. Obviously, we've mentioned the fact that he got 3 goals last season. Only 1 assist, though. Is that just the way you played, or is that part of his game that he needs to work on, maybe making more killer passes, that sort of thing?
I missed that. You've gone all robotic.
Sorry, I was looking at his stats.
Yeah.
And last season, obviously, we mentioned that he got three goals. We've already discussed that, but he only got one assist. Is that something in your tactics, or is that something like a part of his game that he could probably work on?
It's probably part of his game that he should work on, because, I mean, he's had plenty of opportunity to get the assists in. I think maybe sometimes when he gets forward, he can sometimes think, do I take it myself? Do I pass it? Or I think with us, you see, we've got so many creative players. It sort of probably didn't shine him in that sort of light to make the assist, because, you know, we've got Gustavo Hamer who makes loads of assists. We've got O'Hare, Matty Godden, Todd Kane. You know, there's a few players that can create a little bit more. But as I say, that the young lad, he's learning the game, and he can only get better. So maybe Vincent Kompany can coach him in that way to get a few more assists.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And it's looking like we're going to be more of an attacking team next season compared to what we've been in recent seasons, where we've been more defensive. Now, I've got to ask you, I've got to diverse a little bit and ask you a question. Of course, there's a lot of rumours about Callum O'Hare at the minute. You know, obviously, one of your actual players. We're apparently really interested in him. Mark Robbins had a few swipes at Kompany. Kompany said a comment that he probably shouldn't have said. Obviously, he's your player, and a few people got upset about that. I don't think I'd like it if the shoe was on the other foot, if I'm being honest. But what's the latest on your side of it? Because our side is a case of, we want him, but we haven't been able to agree a fee yet with Coventry, because Coventry want X amount of money, and Burnley are probably trying to think, well, that's probably a bit too much. Is that a fair assessment at the minute?
You're not having him. You're not having the Solihull Messi. You're not having him. You're not having him.
Fair enough. Hopefully we can get it over the line, because he does look a very good player, I'll be honest.
He's superb. I mean, the young man missed one game all season last season.
Really?
The season before, he missed one game. And his work ethic is just phenomenal. I mean, the game that he didn't play was Swansea away. And you could tell that he wasn't on the pitch. You really could. I mean, the young lad is just brilliant. And not only that, now he's a superstar on stage with Tom Grennan. So, you know, he's become a rock star overnight on the Radio 1 Big Weekend. But, we can't believe we got him for free. And you know, he didn't cost us anything from Villa. Villa didn't want him because Grealish was still there. And the only thing about him is he probably could have scored 20 goals last season. And he forgets to shoot sometimes. And when he does shoot, you know he's got a chance of getting it in the back of the net. But sometimes he gets a bit carried away, and he carries on dribbling the ball and running through the box, and he goes past the goal, and you think, where are you going? The goal's there. come back and have a shot. But, you know, his work is superb. I mean, I don't think I've seen a player that works so hard as him since probably we had David Speedy. That's going back a long, long time.
Yeah.
I mean, his work rate was out of this world. And I think that Callum O'Hare, I mean, I think he got the most fouls last season. Everyone just wanted to kick him. I remember going to Barnsley, first game of the season, Barnsley away. And how on earth Barnsley ended up still with 11 players on the pitch, I still don't know to this day. Because I think every single player, including the substitutes, took him out. They went, right, your turn.
Yeah.
And the young lad was all over the floor. And Mark Robbins says, he gets in the changing room, he's got bruises all over him because everyone just kicks him.
Fair enough. Well, it's an interesting one, that one. It seems to be stalling a little bit, so who knows, you might get to keep hold of him. But honestly, I think you're going to have to spend a lot of money. I'm seeing some figures of around 9 million, so we'll see. It depends what's happening.
It's like, you know, we've given players away before. We've given Callum Wilson away. We've given Maddison away for peanuts. We give Tom Bayliss away for peanuts. Sam McCallum we give away for peanuts. And we're not in that situation now.
Yeah,
you know?
You're in a better position now.
Yeah, and Mark Robbins has always said, he's come out in the press, and Mark Robbins has always said, we haven't got to sell. We don't have to sell. We're in a situation where we don't have to sell anyone.
Yeah.
But if the figure's right, obviously, you look at it. And, I mean, 9 million in my eyes isn't enough. When you look at Swansea selling players for 12, you look at Hull selling players for 20 million. If you get O'Hare for 9 million, is a steal. And and if you go up and he plays in the Premier League, he's one that will shine in the Premier League as well, because you get more time on the ball in the Premier League. So, you know, he would be an absolute superstar. But I'm just saying it now. You're not having him.
Well, it's going to be interesting, because it's going to rumble on, but we've got to the 20 minute mark, so I kind of like to wrap it up around here. But Miles, it's been an absolute pleasure. Just want to let everyone know where they can find you and where they can find Sky Blues Fan TV on Twitter if they want to watch some of your stuff.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter at Sky Blue Fans TV 1. In fact, last night I got a couple of interviews with Casey Palmer and Ben Sheaf. We're on Facebook as well, and also on Instagram. And just give us a shout. Have a look at our channel on podcast on Spotify. So thanks for having us on. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, mate. And we'll definitely see you again at some point this season. And who knows, we might get you back on for a chat when we sign Callum O'Hare.
You're not having him.
Thanks for coming on, mate. It's been a pleasure. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.